Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track O'Brien on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and we're back with another edition of Ours to Protect. Each month, we'll be looking at the challenges that climate change is bringing to our lives and finding out what changes we can make to play our part in a greener and more sustainable future for all. This month, we'll be looking at energy conservation. So first up,
why should we save energy?
Time to get some eco-experts on the case.
Leah.
Eve.
Essie.
Zoe.
Carla.
Alexandra.
Lucianne.
Roisin.
Leah.
Josh.
Donica.
Keane.
George.
James.
Keane.
Rory.
Mel.
Daniel.
Patrick.
Afra.
Roisin.
Emily.
The children from St. Columbkill's National School in Gainstown.
Lots of energy that we use is made by fossil fuels, so if we use less, we'll make less like fossil fuels.
You pay less on your energy bill when you reduce it?
Because you're using a lot of your energy, so if you save it, then you're not wasting a lot of money.
Yeah, you can, if you turn your lights off, you can save money and then bring the children on holiday.
I like plugging out your TV at night could like lower your carbon footprint.
If you don't save energy, then your energy bill's going to go up.
You're going to save money and save the planet, so like why not turn off one light?
Like there's no point using all like the lights on and during the day because you have like the sunlight and then like when you're turning off a tail, like switch the plug off because it's saving more power.
All good reasons to save energy. Now it's time to ask Lorna Ann Tierney, founder of Earthy Virtual Assistant and the Earthy Marketplace.
Well, saving energy isn't just about cutting bills, which is great, but it's also about cutting carbon. So most of the energy that we use at home, it still comes from fossil fuels. So things like heating, you know, your hot water or electricity, it's all coming from fossil fuels. And burning those fuels releases greenhouse gases, which trap heat in our atmosphere and contribute to climate change, of course. So when we reduce our energy use, we're directly reducing those emissions, which we want to do. So even small steps can have a really big impact. Things like switching off your lights and appliances when you're not using them, and using things like energy efficient light bulbs. All these things can make a difference. Insulating your home as well is a really big one. It keeps the heat in during the winter and, of course, reduces the need for cooling in the summer. And it's an option as well, switching to green energy providers. And that's a really great step. More of our electricity in Ireland actually is coming from wind and solar now, and supporting that shift really does matter. So saving energy, it's one of those actions that's both practical and powerful. And it helps the planet, it helps your wallet, and it often leads to healthier and more comfortable homes. So it's a win-win.
When we're talking about energy conservation in the home, we start to hear more and more about the BER rating. So,
what is a BER rating?
To answer that question, we're back with the Eco Legends from St. Columbkill's National School in Gainstown.
It's how electrically efficient your house is. It's like how electrically efficient, like if you bought a telly, it would say have a rating on it.
How much energy your house or anything like that uses.
Your home appliances can have like A, B, C ratings on them for how energy efficient they are.
Like your washing machine could have like a rating on it.
It's like how much electricity you're wasting.
I've heard of a BER rating when my parents are buying a house.
A BER rating is a label on like a TV or something that you buy.
I'm pretty sure a BER rating means how much power it will take to use.
I asked the same question of Ciarán Byrne from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.
A BER rating stands for a
building energy rating. And what it is a static asset rating of the energy performance of your building. So let me give you an example. You have two new houses built side by side. The BER rating says this is the expected amount of energy that this home is going to use.
Okay.
Now the important point is when I talked about a static asset rating. So you have a sort of example, a home has a BER rating of an A. Mm-hmm. So it said this is the level of energy efficiency of this home. How we actually use the home then can impact on the actual amount of energy we use.
Okay.
So while the rating says it's a B or whatever, say an A or a B or C or something like that, how you actually use a home. So in some cases, you can be very, very energy efficient in your home and actually use very little energy, and you can have a very low B, a poor BER rating, like a C or a D rating, and use very little energy. And in other cases, we've seen people where they have an A rate at home, but they're really inefficient about the energy they use in their home, so it actually costs them a lot to run. So the BER is just looking at the house. It's very similar to, for example, on a car. And we're very used to this in cars, and the advertisements will say it'll drive so many miles, so many miles per gallon.
Yeah.
And of course, that's done on a test track, and this is what it should do. If you drive it in an appropriate way, you can get that. If you drive like a lunatic, it'll take twice as many miles per gallon. The BER rating is a little bit similar.
So the BER rating is to tell you the capability of a house, and it's down to behaviours to match that.
The behaviour, exactly. Because a house on its own, that's the energy performance of that house. When you put people into it, you get behaviours. So example, and a very good example, some of your listeners will go into their granny's house and the thing will be like a sauna. So the heating is running the whole time, very hot. You go into the house next door, it's much colder. Even though they have the same BER rating, the cost to run each of those houses could be quite different depending on the behaviour.
One thing that adds to the energy efficiency in any home is solar panels. To find out a bit more about them, I met with a family who have recently added to their panels and are reaping the rewards. The solar panels, you're after getting solar panels for warm water and electricity. What difference has it made?
So we had the warm water ones for quite some time, and basically we don't use any energy other than that to heat our water in the summer. So we have hot water in our tap for showers, washing the dishes. And now we have the electricity ones as well. So basically, we're very low costs from our electricity point of view. And those costs were spiraling. So we've now kind of got more control over what our energy costs are going to be in the future.
And like, do you find that the system of giving back to the grid and stuff like that, are you in the plus on this?
Yeah, that seems to be working well. Like, we haven't done it want to do it for a year to know that you'll actually would be making money on it. But we wouldn't be very high users of electricity in the first place. And we got lots of solar panels. So we imagine we will kind of come out ahead. But even if we don't, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about everybody, or, you know, half people have these solar panels, that means we don't have to build, you know, more wind or whatever. That, you know, people don't necessarily like the giant industrial ones. Nobody objects to you putting solar panels on your house.
Yeah.
So the more we can do of that, the better we are resilient, I suppose, to hit the future world.
And the plus of solar panels, for example, there was a kind of an indirect plus that I was hearing about, that people, it is heating the water for the immersion shower. So people aren't using the electric shower.
That's right.
So it's not just that they're getting the
so your
the
habits
hot water.
Change. Yeah.
You're cutting back on electrical use on top of heating that water as well. It's just just cutting down the electrical
and,
use.
And most, I suppose, most solar power installations come with some kind of an app. So you can kind of see when you've got the power, and, you know, I'll put on a wash now because the sun is shining and I'll be able to use that power. Versus you just put a wash that suited you before. But if you can change your habits to match when the energy is coming in, that's a really positive thing.
You're a lot more alert to what's using up more energy in that. And when you're looking at your app and you see that you're using, you're making more electricity than you're actually using, do you feel great about
yourself?
Oh,
it feels really good, absolutely. It feels good to be given back to the grid because you're helping the whole country survive on less electricity, I suppose. So, it's a good feeling,
Biodiversity expert Anna Brown there about the benefit of solar panels for her family. Arista Protect will be back next week at the same time when we'll be visiting a hotel that's creating all its electricity from a river turbine. That's Arista Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, Traco Brainon, next Sunday evening at 9:15.
Arista Protect is funded by Comisiú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more information.